What's the longest 2 hours? Like, if you have to think of, like, being in a dentist chair,
bring up a
going
movie.
To the gym.
Some movies huh? that are bad. Some movies
What's
that
some
are
movies?
Bad. Yeah.
Having to sit in a theater for, maybe that's
A flight that I just took to Colorado that had no Wi-Fi and no screens. You know, we're so spoiled now because you don't bring magazines
have
and
you
their
that?
Wi-Fi doesn't work.
Have you heard that term raw dog?
No. When I,
have you seen that?
No, what's this? Uh-uh.
Guy sits in a plane, 4 hour flight.
Oh,
no, no
right.
head.
Oh.
Just stares at the screen, nothing else. Watches the flight fly from like Denver to New York City.
Yeah.
And he's just staring at that.
That was a TikTok challenge. Are you still doing
right.
that?
That's what it yeah. was. Yeah.
Is that what
right.
it was?
Right.
And there were some like 11-hour flights where they were doing that.
Dude. No. What's the prize? Is there a prize at the end? Because if there's not, I don't need to participate in that. Like, there's that walk. I think it's Super Jenny. You take a 16-hour walk. You don't get headphones. You don't get any distraction. It's supposed to clear your mind. You have to walk out of your house and walk from like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's what it is. You just walk. And you just, you. I don't think you can do it with somebody, but it's supposed to clear your
mind. I don't know.
Do
where
you get
you,
to like make stops the along the way? Like,
I mean, if you get tired, but the point is, it's like a thing to clear. It's, I don't know, man. It's like a holistic thing or something. Sounds to me like.
Oy vey.
You can't even stop for a croissant. I was like, let me get this straight. Is there like a. Is that like a.
How
sounds
are you
like a
getting
blast.
Back?
Yeah. You got one big
point.
It's one big circle.
Getting back.
All right. Real quick. We win TGL last night.
Woohoo!
Billy Horschel.
We are the champ. Is there going to be a parade? Let's go.
Woohoo! Here's Arthur Blank on the podium last night. He is having fun.
But it's just been incredible fun, really, throughout the entire season. It's unbelievable. This is match 19, and to think we're champions at the end of that, it's a credit, really. I want to name two players that are not here, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, along with Mike here. It was really their vision to come up with this. God bless them. And our team here, these four unbelievable players, and Ben over here was our manager on the field, and all of Atlanta could not have been more supportive and more exciting about it. And all of our guests who came here, they loved it. It's great for the game of golf. It's great to see the game of golf grow in a variety of ways, and this is a beautiful, symbolic way for that to happen. And we're privileged and honored to have the very first trophy.
I will say, if you're an entrepreneur, I'm going to give you a little business advice. I'm going to do this for free, okay? if you want to have a chance of being successful, yeah, like you have an investment, like, hey, I got a great idea here, right? Prayer pods. That's off of Righteous Gemstones, right? Just any idea, right?
Yeah.
It helps if Tiger Woods is a vested partner, Rory McIlroy, who both have a million other things going on in their lives, and they went all in. And then ESPN is like, primetime, Scott Van Pelt, our best sideline announcers. We're going to put you on nonstop. We're going to put you on Monday Night Football. Remember, like, the announce of the teams was like, I don't know, like, the best Monday night game of the year, and then you cut to Van Pelt. I'm like,
Rory was on. Remember?
Right.
They did it at halftime. They
like
brought
the
Rory
people
on to announce it.
That
yeah.
could affect yeah. moving yeah. the – like, they had more stuff going on promotionally than Liv has had in its entire existence. Like,
I'm going to ask Chipper about, because what I was thinking last night, I would love to see – baseball players, a foursome, challenge another baseball
team. Yeah, I think that's
going to
happen.
And celebrities, because they're so into it.
They will.
You know?
Well,
they
listen,
wanna...
Matt Ryan came off that tournament. He just won.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was thinking, is Matt Ryan going to pick up a club at some point, see how far he can drive the thing? But I think, Sandra, that's the next maturation, is there's going to be celebrity competitions. There's going to be athletes.
Hockey players. The Kelce brothers do something.
Yeah, yeah.
Good charity stuff. It's all good.
No, you'll see it.
What's happening?
What's everyone talking about?
What is happening here?
We've got you covered.
As we belly up.
On the Steakhouse.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, you guys listening, Steak, everybody in the room. If I said to you, you have to binge watch a sitcom. That means a 30 minute. That doesn't mean Netflix. And that means it goes all the way back to however many can you remember. What are your, like, top three, and you're going to sit on a plane and you have to watch a sitcom?
I could watch Seinfeld, any Seinfeld episode. Always Sunny in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. for sure. I don't get enough of Always Sunny. What do you guys have? All-time?
Married with Children.
Yeah. Day-Day, anybody?
Yeah, I was going to say probably Married with Children was a good one for me.
Yeah. Well, without a doubt, my number one, and I don't, it's close, but this is it.
Why did you get it so big?
A, that's what she said.
Jim?
No, thanks. I'm good.
That's what she said. Pam?
My mother's coming.
That's what she said.
Does the skin look red and swollen?
That's what she said.
That's my joke. Damn it, Dwight.
It's The Office. 20 years ago today, The Office premiered in the U.S. It was a long and windy sitcom, Ricky Gervais, back in England. If you can get a hold of those VHS tapes, you will see the whole, the guy that was Jim, the guy that was Pam.
All, by the way, monster stars.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
From, what is it, Ed Helms, who was like a non-factor somewhat. I mean,
true.
The young Mindy Kaling.
Yep. Yep.
Huge star, obviously.
John
Steve
Krasinski.
Plays friggin' Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
And,
ran for 9 years. So I just, that was just kind of fun if you want to binge watch something. I love The Office. That plays at Comedy Central. Seinfeld plays every night on TV Land.
You know, the other
Everybody
one.
Loves Raymond. You know, there's
goodies. Parks and Rec, the Parks star power
Rec,
of that
so
show.
Good. 30 Dude. Rock, all from the SNL folks.
You can turn on any one of those episodes and be like, that's great writing.